Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Heather Collins. Welcome to my dating podcast. It's been a long time in the making. I've been working on this for over a year and a half, and it is finally here. Let me tell you.
Hallelujah.
Exactly how I feel. Thank you, angels. Let me tell you why I started this podcast. So my last relationship was 4 years ago. It was my ex-boyfriend. I bought a house. He moved in with me. It was the first time I ever lived with a guy, and the relationship was shitty. I'm kind of glad it happened. I needed a shitty relationship. I feel like to grow as a human, to realize and appreciate when I see something good coming. Now, let me tell you, dating in Las Vegas for the past 4 years has not been fun. I want to get married. I want to have kids one day. And it seems like all I ever find is fucking fuck boys. So that's a little bit about me and my dating life. I want to tell you why I brought on my co-host. First off, I'm always bitching to her at work about my terrible relationships. And I always feel like she gave me great advice. So, and also, she's looking for dating on dating apps way different than I am. Everyone, give it up for Nudia.
Hey, guys.
Nudia, why are you on dating apps?
So I'm on dating apps just to see where it goes, like just to meet new people, just to kind of take it, you know, what's the expression? By a limb? By a wing?
What are you talking about? This is how this is going to go.
What are we trying to say?
I don't know. No, you're just trying to go with the flow.
On a whim.
On a whim.
On a whim. You know, I'm just trying to see where, meet cool people, see what happens, no expectations. I'm from California. I've only been living in Vegas for about 4 years now. And so that's been
fun.
That's been really interesting. You know, I was engaged when I moved here.
At least you got that far.
I don't know. I thought I found the love of my life. I thought everything was perfect. And then, you know, shit happens. And then I had a really shitty relationship after that. It was toxic. It's awesome because I got really skinny. You know, when you're in a toxic relationship, you just like don't eat.
I don't think I've had those. Maybe I need a more toxic one than the last one.
You know, and then we related. Like, we've both tried being best friends with our exes and things like that. And we've had some crazy experiences. And so that's how we connected. And there's a lot of great, shitty stories we have about dating.
Yes. So let me rewind a little bit and tell you why I started this podcast. So over a year and a half ago, I met a guy on the lovely app Hinge, and I thought he was great. And date two, I already noticed, boom, red flag. And let me tell you something, when you see a red flag, you need to listen to it. But anyway, I stuck around, but then I got crazy and I stalked. And then I found out there was another girl he was dating. And let me just tell you, we won't get to full details, but I will tell you, me and the girl showed up at his house together to confront him, and it was epic.
You heard that. That was a confrontation, and we're going to cover that.
We're going to cover that. That's going to be an episode.
Don't worry. She has audio. She has audio.
A year and a half ago, I went into the studio pissed off, mad with the other girl, and me and her just went out on it and just told everything. So don't worry, that episode will be coming.
It's coming.
But I wanted to help people because I feel like some people are just oblivious. They don't see red flags. They don't see that someone's a fuckboy. They don't see anything. They need help, and their friends are tired of hearing them bitch about it. So we are here to take all the bitching on. If you want to ask us anything, confess to us, podcast@gmail.com. We will help you. We will help you with bad relationship problems. We also are going to bring on fuck boys, fuck girls,
yes,
happy couples, people that have met on dating apps and they were their first date and now they're fucking getting married. How does that even happen?
Having babies.
How does that even fucking happen? How did you guys get so lucky? Anyway, besides the point, This is why I did it. I hope you can come along on the journey with us. Nudia, you've been so amazing listening to me bitch for the last year and a half about every dude I meet. So thank you for being there
for
me.
I love it. I mean, don't get it twisted. I love hearing the shit show. She loves hearing the drama.
But it's two different perspectives. You got Nudia who's going on a whim, and I kind of want love. I really do. And you're going to get two perspectives on how you should deal with something. So hopefully one of those perspectives makes you better at dating in Las Vegas, because I fucking suck at it. Real bad.
I suck too, but
in a different way. there's going to be a lot of perverted jokes too. Anyway, follow us on Instagram at Confessions of a Dating App, at Nudia on Air, at Radio Heather. And then, like I say, if you have a question, if you're lost, if you're in a stuck relationship, it doesn't even have to be from a dating app. If you're fucking stuck and you're like, I need help, confess to us podcast@gmail.com. Nudia, anything else you want to say to the lovely listeners?
Your friends are tired of hearing you. We're not tired of hearing you.
If you're happy for a shit show
in a relationship, you miss the drama, you've come to the right place.
That too. Yeah. If you just want to hear some fucking drama, we'll give it to you.
We've got lots.
We've got lots. What is your favorite sing again?
The Hot Mess Express.
Oh, yeah.
Here it comes. Choo-choo.
Welcome to Confessions of a Dating App.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.